Connecting direct communication line.
Miss Marlowe, how lovely it is to see those big blue eyes again.
Well, why don't you come back to the Essential and see them again in person? I promise, my guards haven't been ordered to shoot you on sight.
Oh, as much as I'd love to, I actually have a prior commitment. I should have several dozen escape pods arriving at my doorstep any day now. And a little birdie told me that that day may be sooner rather than later. Any truth to that?
That's why I'm here now. Look, my ship has faced enough damage. The lives of my crewmates have been in danger more than I would like to admit. King, this ends now. Just let me know what I need to give up so that you aren't a thorn in my side any longer.
Well, it's no secret that I've wanted the escape pods unlocked. All my followers imprisoned by the Reformation Abroad program are free men now.
Done. We can make a shipwide announcement that anyone who believes in your cause enough is free to go.
Not so fast, Miss Marlowe. Two things. One, I already have a list of those I want. I know you have your own rogues trying to infiltrate our ranks over here. If I just allow anyone and everyone to come over here, I'm going to be risking the integrity of this whole operation.
Integrity, yeah.
Additionally, I know that if my lovely little songbirds hop up into them escape pods, they're going to be transported back through the wormhole and to the streamliner, where they're going to be put in chains once again. These pods are programmed to head toward the next closest and active GPA beacon. Ours over here ain't running so smoothly, and I bet you know that.
So what? You want me to send over a runner with a beacon for you to set up?
Not just any runner, nah. This is too important of a task for some lackey trying to earn a few ration cards. I want to choose my courier.
Who do you have in mind?
My old associate, Dean Parsons.
So what does he want with us? Why can't one of his little canaries do it?
He didn't say us. He said Dean, and that's all I'm going to be sending. You and Samson are good men. I can't risk losing all three of you.
But King will kill Dean the second he steps foot on that ship. I've heard stories about that guy.
That kind of talk isn't making any of this easier, Samson.
Guys, look. If King wants me to bring the beacon, I'll bring the beacon. King has a reason for every move he makes. We just gotta play ball at this point.
This is the only way. Dean, once you're over there and out of the pod, we won't be able to communicate anymore. You'll be on your own. Try to get out alive if you can, but Samson's right. King isn't gonna let you slide through his fingers twice.
And how do you want me to remember all this? You got a list of demands for me to follow?
I thought about that, actually. Look, I know that this is technically against the GPA director's protocol, but what are they going to do? Punish you? We can't let you go completely alone. I may as well let you rejoin with your old friend. Here. This is the best I can do, Dean.
Please select your preferred language.
Cam. English, please.
Ah, I'm just kidding with you, Deanie boy. Golly, did I miss you.
How does an artificial intelligence miss me, Cam?
Oh, I know it's been a while, but don't forget that I still have some functionalities that are to mimic human characteristics. Like missing someone, for example. Hiya, Marlo. Hiya, guys. Cadwell, holy smokes, you're alive. Good seeing you again under less drastic conditions.
I suppose it's all relative, but let's cool it with the sappy reunion for now, Cam. We've rebooted you just in time to join the valiant Dean Parsons for a nice little suicide mission.
Well, it was a suicide mission, but now with me, Dean's chances of survival have improved by a respectable 0.05%. What are we after this time? An asteroid headed to the Essential? A ship on the tideland that needs saving?
King. It's King you're dealing with again.
Oh. Maybe I set the updated chances of survival a little too high then. I'm still processing a lot after the reboot, and
when do we head out?
Right now, my team is working on finishing the beacon for you to transport. Should be ready in just a few hours.
Well, I guess this is it then.
Hey, man. I know we only have gotten to know each other for this last little bit, but it's been damn fine hanging out with you. Get back safely, and I'll make the morning coffee. For a week, at least.
Dean, I know you and I haven't always seen eye to eye, but you have to admit we've made one heck of a team. Me, you, and Samson could take on the whole GPA if we had to.
Don't forget about Mark. Oh, Mark. Hey, buddy. It'll be all right.
Just when I thought I was receiving a new lease on life. The best friend I've got on this ship is off to deal with that maniac King all by himself.
You're a good man, Mark. It's been an honor. And besides, when I get back, I need someone to complain about Samson cheating at ping pong. I can't always be the one that claims he uses a loaded paddle.
I guess you're right. Godspeed, Dean. We'll see you when you get back.
All right. Here goes nothing. Let's roll, Cam.
There's nobody I'd rather die with. Approaching the causeway now. Prepare for docking. Dean, I know this isn't the best of circumstances, but I am glad to be back with you.
We'll get through this, Cam. I'm glad you're back, too. Can you run through it again for me?
Certainly. The first task is to land in the causeway, which we just did. The next thing will be to make your way into the ship under King's command. Give him both the chip that Marlowe gave you, along with the tracking code, and then just hope that King lets you live.
You make it sound so easy, Cam. Do I even want to know what my chances of survival are right now?
You do not. You absolutely do not. That kind of information, I fear, would lower morale of the overall trip. And now that I've said that, I realize that I've hinted at... Oh dear. Anyway, the odds are low, but they're not zero. I'll just say that.
You can't always obsess over the odds, Cam. There's more to life than statistical analysis, you know.
But I'm a computer.
Let's just see what King has to say. He's always been the top for dramatics.
Hailing Dean! Hailing Dean! You in there?
Donnie? Is that you?
That's right. Look, man, I know that we didn't necessarily leave on good terms last time, but I hope you know I've still got a lot of respect for you, man.
I missed you, Donnie. How you been doing over here with the Resistance?
Well, it wasn't pretty at first, but we got some things cooking around the ship. Got the water filtration system running, found plenty of food rations stored away. It's better than having guards breathing down your neck every time you take a leak. Feels like we're almost free men.
Almost. I wish things could have been different.
I've been wishing that my whole damn life. But here we are.
I know. Let's not keep His Majesty waiting, huh?
Always cracking jokes.
The elevator is now arriving. Please mind the gap as you step onto the lift.
Do I need to press any buttons?
Nah, I'll buzz you up. It's not easy manning a huge ship like this with only 5 people, so I've got to man the doors and the elevators. King's in a good mood today. Hoping we could keep it that way, country boy.
I'll do what I can. Hear that, Cam? He's in a good mood. Does that improve my chances at all?
Well, I'm glad you're so chipper, Dino. Well, maybe slightly, but what do odds matter, right? Isn't that what you said?
Now arriving to the overseer's office.
And there he is, the man of the hour. Welcome, Dean. Glad you can make it.
Hey, King. Thanks.
Please, have a seat. Hey, let's have a drink, huh? Something to remember this moment with.
I suppose a little something couldn't hurt. What's on the menu?
Almost anything you want, within reason.
I suppose I'll take a bourbon if you got one.
Do we got it? Boy, you come to the right bar. Rocks are neat.
Rocks, thanks. And what are you drinking?
Brandy. You see, Dean, you and I, we aren't that different. I know I've said it before, but we really could have built something here. You're smart, man. You're too smart. But you drink bourbon, I drink brandy. The dark liquor's all the same, but look, they ain't the same. You feel me?
How do you figure that? I bet we didn't grow up alike.
No, I'll take that wager. You grew up poor, I bet. But not P-O-O-R. You grew up po'. You grew up like me. We couldn't afford the extra 2 letters. We're cut from the same cloth, just 2 different sides of the fabric. Hood, holler, it don't matter where we come from. All that matters is survival. Getting to the next day. It's like where we are now. Look, you chose the essential. I chose the causeway. Once again, 2 different modes of survival. Even though I can't agree with your choice.
What do you mean?
You know damn well what I mean.
Oh, you mean the crates we found.
Look around, Dean, yeah. Yeah, we had to get a little brutal to get to this point. But look, we're free now. We ain't stuff people in crates and kill them to keep quiet. We ain't got to take those that are in the know and torture him damn near to death. Yeah, don't think I don't know about your boy Cadwell. Messed up what they did to him.
It's possible that I agree with what you believe in. I just don't agree with how you went about it. Don't forget, you took half my team, my friends.
Friends? You know it's all about utility up here. Who can benefit you from one station to the next? And look, I know I'm being cold. But I mean it when I say that I wanted you to be the one that delivered the package today for a number of reasons.
And what's that?
Well, first, I didn't trust any other pilot to fly it over here successfully without getting lost or needing us to guide him in. I've seen the way you fly. You got a good head on your shoulders, and you're a good pilot. You're a good man. The causeway is going to be booming once we get our manpower delivered.
Which is exactly what I'm here for.
Exactly. I see that beacon is already being loaded up off your pod's cargo bay. You got the chip?
Here, take it.
Perfect. This will make sure the pods end up making it to the causeway. The second reason was that I didn't want you sneaking around behind the scenes for Marlow trying to thwart these plans. You snitching on Brother Warbler? Wasn't cool, man. That was bad enough. And now you're here, you're in my sight, and there ain't nothing you can do.
Is that all?
No. There's one more thing. I wanted you to see all this firsthand. After all this, after what we've been through these last couple of weeks, I wanted you to witness that it was possible to do it my way. That we can be free. Hell, my way is the only way. This is what you can accomplish when you buck the system. When you stand up and you take control of your own destiny. And look, I ain't going to sit up on some pretend moral high ground like the GPA, like Marlow and all them over there. Look, I'm in the driver's seat now. And you just gave me the keys. But that ain't all. I need a password, right?
I got it for you. The password is RELIS. RELIS.
RELIS. All right, hold up. Let me run about my people. Let me make sure it's going to do what it's supposed to do.
It'll bring the pods to your doorstep, just like Marlow promised.
Seems like the cam system scanned it. All's good. The pods are going to come to the causeway. Man, I knew we were going to get to this point eventually, but now that we're here, it just feels liberating. I'm sorry you couldn't join us for the ride, but you understand, I'm sure. You chose your side, and it was the winning side.
So, now what?
Well, you know what I like about you the most, Dean? You didn't grovel. You didn't get down on your knees. You didn't beg for forgiveness or a third chance or anything like that. You didn't mess up in your drawers and do whatever I told you like that fool Donnie. Look, you do you. And that spirit, hey, I like that. That deserves a sporting chance.
Meaning what?
Well, this is kind of a pirate ship, right? I'm going to have you walk the plank.
What are you calling the plank exactly?
Look, you're too much of a liability for me to allow just to roam free on back to Miss Marlow, but look, I like you, Dean. I'm going to give you a chance. You got to run, but I'm going to give you a chance. You're going to get in that little pod that you came over on. You're going to take off back toward the Essential. By that time, my followers are going to be launching from the Essential and toward the causeway. If you can make it beyond the range of the ballistic defenses by the time the last Songbird pod lands in my hangar, look, you can live. It ain't going to be a great chance, I'm sure you know that, but
I suppose it's better than no chance at all.
I suppose so. All right, go on now, Dean. Good luck. You're going to need it. Shoot, I'm actually kind of rooting for you, but you better hustle.
I didn't think you would have made it out of King's dining room, let alone have a drink with the guy.
I guess I'm just a really good listener then. Can you get us back, Cam? I'm serious. We need to go.
Look, those pods only have so much thrust power, though, Dean. My fear is that King only offered us false hope, but maybe not. I don't know.
False hope?
Well, the ballistic range of the turrets on the causeway are extremely advanced. We wouldn't be able to outrun them if we tried. I don't think King knew what he was offering when he said that.
So,
I'm sorry, Dean. I'll do what I can to run all the power to the thrusters, but like King said, you better hustle.
There has to be something we can do, Cam. There's a way to evade this.
No, if it were missiles, maybe, but these long-range projectiles are fired just too rapidly for us to avoid them in this big pile of junk. It's time, Dean.
Okay. I guess Just set the thrusters wide open and see how far we can get. Just give me as much time as you can, Cam. Please, do that for me.
Okay, here we go. The pods have taken off from the Essential. It seems like several dozen. We've got to go quick. All right, it won't be long now. The pods are getting closer.
You believe in prayer, Cam?
Are you really asking an AI that?
I gotta know, now or never, Cam.
I don't know. I haven't been able to. I guess I've noticed things that tend to trend in a direction that makes me believe. Wait. Dean, we're moving away from the causeway at a much faster rate than the output of our pod should allow for.
Are we gonna make it, Cam?
The causeway appears to be tracking toward the tide line. We're not going faster. They're getting pulled away. They're heading straight for XDE-499 at a steady rate of speed.
Are we gonna make it or not, Cam?
We're gonna make it, Dean. Hold on, I'm receiving a hailing request from the causeway. We better take it, right?
Patch him through.
All right, you're now connected.
What did you do? I should have cut you down on the spot. Dean, we ran tests on that passworded chip to make sure everything was perfect. And now our anti-gravity thrusters are making us float endlessly through space. You better hope you outrun them ballistics, boy, because I'm about to drop a payload on you and that little damn robot in your head.
Oh, you aren't floating aimlessly, King.
Marlo, you got some explaining to do. We had a deal. Once they get here, we're gonna remember this whole EMP or whatever you sent our way to fry our controls.
What men? Your followers have all hopped on escape pods and are en route to the causeway. Your controls are hardly fried. They're just directed. You see, Protocol Relis does more than just send our escape pods towards your clunker of a ship. It's also sending your ship on a one-way trip towards the nearest, strongest gravitational pull. Which, well, you know what that is.
So the causeway is being sent toward XDE-499. But that means...
And all of the pods are going there, too. Marlo, we did not talk about this.
This is called tying up loose ends. All of them.
King, controls are fried. There ain't much we can do.
We gotta get out of here. Donnie, what you doing? Donnie, get over here. Hey, Dean, Marlo, hey. Dean, Marlo ain't for you, man. The GPA, all of it. They're really gonna kill us? And everyone who supported us just because we wanted to be free. I don't know how you can side with them, man. But you can't just stand by and watch this happen. That ain't you, Dean. Whatever, man. Just don't trust the GPA.
Stop it! Disconnect it, Cam. This is a lost cause.
Well, my calculations hadn't taken any of that into account. You've exceeded expectations once again, my friend.
I figured that Marlo would have something up her sleeve, but I didn't expect this. I thought she'd have a hidden supercharged engine on this thing, or she was going to send in reinforcements or something. She had something bigger planned.
I suppose the best defense was a strong offense?
What if I was still in the ship? What if King hadn't let me go?
It's possible that Marlo had multiple plans, depending on whether you were able to leave the place. She also could have assumed that you would have been killed long before the songbirds took flight.
Sorry, Cam. It's just... It's a lot to take in right now.
It seems like there's a lot of that going on with you lately. I'm sorry, Dean. If I may supply some brighter news?
Please.
Well, you did walk away relatively unscathed. Somehow, at least physically. Dean, you did it. You went back into the belly of the beast and you survived.
Yeah. I guess that's the most important thing right now. Let's go home, Cam.
So tell us again how you made it out of there.
Enough, Cadwell. Can I have some peace?
Yeah, Cadwell. We've all done things we ain't proud of. Let it rest. Besides, you haven't wanted ping pong for the last, what, 20 rounds?
Because you're using a cheat paddle.
Look, we won, and that's all that matters. I can't wait to see what the GBA has to say about this. I may get a promotion. Maybe a new assignment somewhere far away where I never have to hear about XTE-499 ever again.
Hey, Marlo, I'm getting a message from a GPA vessel, and they're asking for you. It seems urgent.
Patch them through to the monitor. Get ready, Dean. They might even give you a medal.
Apologies, Overseer, but you see...
Spit out, Cam. For AI, you sure do stutter a lot.
Well, it seems as if the Reformation Abroad Director doesn't seem exactly happy about how all of this went down.
What? Can we delay sending back a message? Let me get my PR rep on this and...
No, you don't get it. They just landed here at the Essential. The GPA is here!
You've listened to Reformation Abroad Season 2, proudly written, produced, and distributed by Stoveleg Media. While you wait for Season 3, why don't you head on over to Stoveleg.com to find other great audio dramas to listen to. And if you like the second season of the show, it would be awesome if you could leave us a 5-star review if you're listening on either Apple Podcasts or Spotify. These 5-star reviews go a very long way into helping us promote the show and then bring it back for Season 3. Thanks everyone again for tuning in to Reformation Abroad, a Stoveleg Media production.